just got back from the coast. Sorry if you went into daddle withdrawals, but like most things addictive, best to keep your fix in moderation. We met up with old college era friends and their kids and their grandkid for the love of old age. Rented a modest mansion, well, twice the size of our hacienda and only four times as nice. Then set up camp on the edge of the Pacific. And discovered razor clam season was open. My cronies from the heartland, lubbers all, didn't understand my excitement over this. 43 years ago, I vacationed out to the coast and for a sunny week in June, dug razors until I essentially went native. The rainforest at Claylock was wild and temperate, and everything the coast was, too. I was totally, absolutely, irrevocably hooked on the Pacific Northwest. It took me a few years, but I finally moved out here to live. The year after the first visit, I drove 2,500 miles back to dig those clams once again. The beaches were closed. I felt like Adam at the gates of Eden with its no trespassing sign up and a this means you underneath. Eve and the snake were on the other side making applesauce. I drove back to Wisconsin a day later. Dumb, I know, but I came, even if symbolically, for the razor clams. Since then, I've never been out there on the coast when the digging season was open. 43 years. But this week, it was digging tides once again. The weather was perfect, and I was back in 1971, shovel in hand, a 21-year-old kid who had no clue where life would lead, down in the sand looking for telltale dimples, clues, it turned out, to the future. Whales spouted beyond the surf line and the crabbing fleet. Old friends gathered for a retelling of stories told too many times. Stars came out at night in numbers beyond fathom. I don't believe our lives are cyclical, but sometimes we do circle back, and it's almost as if we can begin anew, optimistic, naive, starry-eyed, and willing to follow a path into an uncertain future. I'm home now, but it already feels different. Thank you.